Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the three bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.
Now in the Green Scene today, anti-aging chocolate and lab-created treats. But first, the man who allowed snakes to bite him 200 times. I'm joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society and Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What kind of a man is this?
Well, it's a very brave man. His name is Tim Freed, and he was a snake. He kept snakes. He was interested in snakes, even though he was a truck driver. So it wasn't his job, but it was his hobby. But he knew that being bitten by some of these snakes was incredibly dangerous. So he decided to sort of immunize himself. So he let the snakes give him small bites initially, but he also milked the snakes. So he took venom out of their teeth and he injected tiny amounts of the venom into himself. And then he gradually put more and more venom in. And he let about 16 different types of very dangerous snakes bite him. And he administered, overall, he had about 800 doses of snake bite. But he did build up a tolerance to it eventually. And what's really critical about this is he was contacted then by a company because he documented this on YouTube, mm-hmm. how he was building up this immunity. And this company, Centivax, has been trying to come up with a vaccine for snake bites because it's still one of the biggest killers, particularly in the developing world. One person dies of a snake bite about every 5 minutes, about 400 wow. people a day. So it's a hugely unmet need.
And normally if you're bitten by a snake, you try to capture the snake and show the people what bit you so they can give you anti-venom.
And this is the challenge at the moment with anti-venom. It can be quite specific. So if you're bitten by a cobra in India and you're bitten by a cobra in Pakistan or some other part of the world, the anti-venom might not work or might not be as effective. So it's very specific to the species of snake and it may even be geographically specific. So what scientists have to do is they have to try and make targeted anti-venoms in particular areas. But something different seems to have happened in the blood of Tim Freed. He seems to have developed sort of universal antibodies to a broad range of snake bites, particularly this family of snakes called elapids, which are things like cobras, mambas, crates, those really dangerous snakes. So this company contacted him and he donated blood to them. And they've just published the results of analysing his blood in the journal Cell. And what they've been able to do is create an antivenom that seems to be effective against maybe up to 19 of these snakes
wow.
in a broad spectrum. So they've only tested it on mice at the moment. It gives full protection against 13 and some protection against another 6. But they're going to test it now in dogs in Australia because in Australia, dogs do get bitten by snakes and they come into veterinary clinics. So they're going to partner up with vet clinics to see if this universal...
And then humankind.
But I mean, this would be a huge progress in this area if it works and all down to one man's work.
Now, in terms of something else we might put into our bodies, chocolate. And it turns out chocolate, as we eat it at the moment, has anti-aging characteristics.
It does. And people will have heard about things like polyphenols in chocolate. But this is another chemical you might not have heard of. It's called theobromine. And one of the reasons where people may have come across it, it's the thing that's dangerous to dogs in chocolate. So you might have heard, don't give your dog chocolate. It can actually be lethal, this chemical. But researchers looked at the level of this compound in blood samples from 500 women in a study in the UK. And what they found was a correlation between the levels of theobromine and sort of anti-aging markers, or these women had fewer markers of aging in their cells.
But did they check how much chocolate they ate?
So they didn't. And in a way, that's better because people are notoriously bad at remembering how much chocolate they've eaten. They actually looked at the levels of theobromine in the blood. But chocolate is really the main part of our diet where we get theobromine. You might get a little bit from caffeine, but not as much. And interestingly, they were able to validate this association with another study of over 1,000 individuals from Germany. And they found the same association. So it is only an association at the moment, but it backs up other data which shows that theobromine might have these vasodilation effects, so essentially increasing blood flow, which might help with things like our heart health, our brain health,
and so that's why red wine and chocolate.
Well, I mean, look, you always have to put the caveat there, which is if you eat too much and there's the potential negative effects of the sugar and the calories and obesity. But certainly if we could focus on this, and it's dark chocolate, of course, that has these good compounds.
The compound in the chocolate and you have more anti-aging capabilities.
And that is the other part of the story here, because, of course, chocolate is getting more expensive. It's really one of those crops that's subject to climate change in a big way. But but scientists are also looking to see, could we make chocolate in the lab? And there's a company called California Cultured, and they are really making great progress in mass culturing chocolate. So they get cells from chocolate and they grow them in a vat with sort of a nutrient broth using nutrients from things like rice. And they then create more of these cells. They then sort of do a fermentation and a roasting process, exactly as you would do with producing chocolate. And they are now producing chocolate that 8 out of 10 people can't tell the difference between their lab-grown chocolate and chocolate.
And this could address the price of chocolate, the shortage of chocolate worldwide.
It absolutely could. And as you said, it also might enable us to tweak the components in chocolate to make it even healthier than it is already.
Dr. Ruth Raymond, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack. Does your business use the 3-bin system? Learn more about your legal recycling obligations at repack.ie.